You're listening to the New Churches Podcast, a production of Send Network on newchurches.com. We discuss all things church planning. If you're looking to take your next strategic step towards multiplication, you're in the right place. newchurches.com has a new look, a new host, and new resources. Take a minute and check out the Church Planning Masterclass with lessons from leaders like Matt Chandler, D.A. Horton, Trillia Newbell, and more at newchurches.com.
You may recognize that the voice that begins is a little different. We've heard Daniel M. do the, if you're a frequent listener to New Churches podcast, you've heard Daniel M. do the same introduction for 619 episodes and me have a little fun with it. And Daniel and I are good and close friends, but we are having some transitions in the podcast. If you listened to the last few, you've heard about those transitions and we're excited that Todd and Daniel are doing a podcast. And I'm going to be continuing the New Churches .com ministry and the New Churches podcast here with you. We're going to be even more focused on church planting, helping you, equipping you to be both fruitful and faithful as a church planter in these years ahead of us. And these are challenging times. It's been a challenging time for church planting and a challenging time for church planters. And so I love that we're getting to even a greater focus on church planting and church planters because I deeply care about planting and planters. I'll tell you a funny story. When I was writing my dissertation, a guy named Joe Hernandez said to me, don't focus on church planting, focus on church planters. And I love that. And that's what we do here. It's been a key feature of the New Churches podcast that we will continue as well. So actually today and in the future, there'll be more than one host as well. So we'll be doing some rotation and some different conversations. And today my co-hosts are Dehadi Lewis. He's the lead pastor of Blueprint Church in Atlanta, and he's the vice president of the North American Mission Board Send Network. And Trevin Wax is the vice president of research and resource development, also at the North American Mission Board. And he's also a regular columnist at the Gospel Coalition and Christianity Today. So we're super excited to have both of them. I'm going to hear from them in just a moment. We're going to talk about some upcoming podcast topics. And as always, if you're listening, you're probably a subscriber already. This is the most listened to church planning podcast in the world. And we're so excited to have, you know, million plus downloads and listens. And we take your trust seriously. If you're a new listener, we'd love for you to subscribe to the podcast as well. So again, a part of this is we're going to announce the relaunch of newchurches.com. So newchurches.com, for those of you who've been around a long time, I think I bought the domain newchurches.com in the 90s, believe it or not. That was back before Al Gore even invented the internet. So I bought the newchurches.com domain and had the privilege of using it early on. There was someone by the name of Lizette Beard who helped me do this, and she mocked my big blue fonts. And I said, well, help me make it a better website. So it became this kind of resource stop and shop for people. And then when I was at Lifeway, we used it there for a while, and we used it for we actually had a page that we sold resources on, which is great. Well, one of the things we're transitioning here with the Send Network now behind newchurches.com, we're excited actually to provide free resources from church planning leaders across the evangelical landscape who offer new insights, best practices on how to plant and multiply churches. So so we're going to be talking more about that. Trevin, I want you to kind of fill us in a little bit more on what we're going to see. Notice he's going to be over in resources. So this is the kind of resource that Trevin is working with us to develop. What are kind of some of the resources we're going to see at the newchurches.com?
Well, I mean, one of the things we're most excited about are free courses that have, some of the courses have already been available at newchurches.com, and we are taking them out from behind the paywall. We're allowing those to be accessed for free, just in exchange for an email address so that we can communicate and contact folks as they're working through some of these courses. But we're also developing a number of new courses based on particular church planting needs. And so I've seen a little bit behind the curtain as to what's coming in down the next couple of years, the kinds of videos that are going to be available, and the kinds of partners and speakers that we're going to be bringing onto this site. And it's really exciting. And I mean, it really is a who's who of church planting leadership across the country. And there is going to be a lot of expertise given in particular areas of need, everything from you know, church planting couples and what it looks like for marriages to church plantology. We're talking with Peyton Jones. We're talking with other leaders like Dave Harvey. Obviously, we're looking to leadership from Dahati here, from you as well, Ed, and from others. And so I think we're going to have a library of resources in the next couple of years. And as those begin to roll out, I think we'll see a great portfolio of classes that is going to be of help to people that are already in church planting, or even people that may be wondering, should they dip into church planting? Should they consider church planting, or how they might lead their church to be a sending church of a church plant, to lead their church into that multiplication mindset?
Love it. Let me mention too that the masterclass will include name, which is already in process. I think, Trevor, remind me, we have the first two up. How does it work?
Yes. First two modules are up with a lot of different speakers, but yeah, eventually there will be 80 videos just as part of that one class, yeah. Church Planting Masterclass.
Some names include, I'm in it, Dahati's in it, you're in it, Heather Thompson Day, Matt Chandler, David Platt, Trillia Newbell, J.D. Greer, D.A. Horton, Will Mancini, all give kind of like TED Talk-like instruction for the kind of the information the aspiring church planters need to know. So we've talked about some of those. And also, too, different ways, you know, course on how to develop a children's ministry, you know, using online conversations for good, all those things that are out there as well. Dotty, you know this, church planning is not so easy. And boy, it's kind of been knocked on its heels lately as well. So one of the things we hope this resource will become is a tool to encourage and resource church planters, something you've been doing and been passionate about doing for a while. Help us get a little bit of the vision of what it means, Send Network, your ministry, your books for that matter. Why do church planters need resources for best practices and need a community like this?
Well, I mean, I think, as you guys have been saying, I think this is an issue that we need to see. It's a gospel issue. And really, a big part of it is the idea is how are we creating tangible expressions of the gospel, right? One of my own personal like mission statement is I want to be the last generation that has to leave the urban context for sound discipleship, right? And just having this desire to bring and be a part of seeing a tangible expression of the gospel, which I believe is a local church in every context. And, you know, in order to do that, especially in our context today, where you, when you think about like, there's going to need to be all types of strategies, all types of styles, all types of things that we need to go about doing this. And so when I think about, you know, our heart at the Send Network, we want to see a healthy multiplying church in every community across North America. And if that's going to take place, what I love about this resource and what we're talking about is the fact that it's like we're planting churches everywhere for everyone. So there's all types of resources, all different, the diversity. So we're going to be talking about urban, we're talking about suburban, rural, we're talking about just the, you know, multi-ethnic, homogeneous, like all of the variety of different things. And that's really what I get most excited about being a part of a large, you know, just tent where we can able, when we're able to be able to speak holistically in a variety of different ways in doing this. And so I'm really excited about the resources, and even some of the names that you guys have mentioned, you know, that will be a part of this, that are resources for the whole of it. And so I'm excited.
Yeah. Ed, you know, you mentioned at the beginning that you started the original newchurches.com. It would be helpful, I think, for people to know some of the history of that site, how long it's been around, and what's changing about it now, and what you think about the significance of this relaunch.
Yeah, so the thing I love about it is, so early on, the vision of newchurches.com, and, you know, back in the day, I guess I remember, I mean, it was kind of, I mean, I literally named a book after it. Planting New Churches was named after newchurches.com, and all the resources were linked there. Later, that book was retitled by BNH to Planting Missional Churches. But so early on, what I just did, and this was a simpler day on the interwebs, is I would just ask people to submit examples. And what you do is when you sit down, when you're a church planter, is let's say we want to work on a prospectus, right? Every church plant, their denomination or network will want them to make a prospectus. And I still remember hacking mine out from start. I mean, just from the beginning. And I don't even know. It was 15 pages that I kind of walked through the content and created on my own. And I said, you know what, there's lots of ways we can learn from one another. I mean, so soon we put up there perspective, you know, a group of, you know, prospecti, I guess it would be, prospectuses about how to plant a church. So then people could look and say, all right, this situation is different than mine. This is similar, and learn from one another. And then people would start asking, like all these questions. Well, what does a corporation look like? Or one of the most common questions, this is crazy, Trevor. One of those common questions how do I get 501c3 status in the United States? Or it's a different language in different countries in Australia and Canada, a little different language. And one of the things that we actually put, how do you get a link? How do you get 501c3 status? And the answer is, you already have 501c3 status if you're a church. And so this is like people are spending $500 to $1,000 to get 501c3 status, which actually you get a blanket exemption letter from the network or the denomination you're in. You don't need to get it. So people go on there and I just tell them that. And they're like, no, really, really. And so, no, really, if you're a church, you already have it. But wait a second. And so then we got the blank. Anyway, so the point is, it saved money, saved time. I want church planners to be remarkably fruitful and to not get so caught up in doing things that other people have already learned from that they can't also be focused on being simply faithful. And by doing those things together, I think that makes the difference. So that ultimately is what New Churches was about. Now, here's the thing I love about where we are now. Because, and again, it's been great. We're still going to be partnered with Lifeway in this in some ways. But we also were selling resources at newchurches.com. Not a bad thing. I worked at Lifeway. You know, we Trevor and I both work at Lifeway. Lifeway, it doesn't receive money, donations from anybody. So product was sold. Well, we're not selling product anymore. We're literally giving all the stuff away, including a lot of the stuff that was available for sale will now be given away free to all church planters who want to plant churches that share the good news of the gospel and make a difference for Jesus.
Yeah. You know, as you're talking about that and you're talking about the resources that were given away for free, I was thinking about the Church Planting Masterclass that Dahadi, you've been a part of. I'm a part of that. Ed, we've been working on this for months, bringing together a lot of these speakers. And Ed, you probably know the most about training for church planters over the last few decades. I mean, in your understanding, has there ever been a course like this that has brought together so many strong evangelical leaders in one place to talk about the specifics of church planting?
No, actually, kind of what I'm excited about. Again, what's funny is it sounds, we're talking about this like, and for $499, you too can get this course. But we're talking about this course that we're actually giving away for free. But no, there's been nothing like this before. We've gathered people from different denominations and traditions to talk about best practices in church planting. And I think ultimately, the significance of having this to be a free resource is we know that newchurches.com has been for many people a destination, and we think it'll be, again, a one-stop shop where people can share some of these resources as well, which leads me to ask Dahadi. Dahadi, you lead the Send Network, incredible family of churches across North America. Why has the Send Network gotten behind newchurches.com? What does it mean that newchurches.com is powered by the Send Network?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple of reasons why. One is that as there's so many places that, you know, that are doing church planting well, so many different networks, so many different denominations, so many different leaders, evangelical leaders that are doing that, and to create a place where we can share best practices, share best principles, and being able to give that on display. Like, we want to be a part of that. Like, and we also feel like we have some amazing leaders within, and, you know, people who we would love to capture their resources and to be able to be a larger expression of what we see in the evangelical community of how we are going about planting churches, you know, planting churches everywhere for everyone. And so to be powered by the Send Network means that we want to be about the glory of God. We want to be about spreading the aroma of Christ. And we want to bring in these practitioners and these leaders, evangelical leaders, to be able to be put on display for both people within the Send Network family and those that are outside of the Send Network family, so that we can see more churches planted all across North America.
Good. Trevin, to you, you and your team, you now lead the resourcing team and the research team as well. So I know we're going to have some exciting opportunities in research later, but let's focus on resources for now. You've been working on developing new courses, books, even other podcasts. Tell us a few of the projects you're most excited about and what we should be expecting to see coming out on the site over the next few months.
Yeah, well, I mean, the relaunch of New Churches has certainly been the focus of our attention from this small resources team that we just launched a couple of months ago.
Oh, come on. So I'm going to complain about the size of your team. You're doing This is what this is. Trevin. Trevin's used to. He wants to take over the world.
I wanted to say a lot can be done with a small and nimble team. And
yes, there you go. Know,
as we've done Gospel Project,
as and we did the Gospel already, Project. Yeah, it's not like we haven't done stuff before that started with a small nimble team. And how many Gospel Project users do we have now? Like 1.7.
I don't know where they are with the whole pandemic stuff, but before the pandemic, they were like 1.7 million a week. So
that's what we need for newchurches.com. 1.7 million church planters a week. Yeah. Well, our goals are big. Our goals are big.
Let's be ambitious. No, I am excited about what's going to be on newchurches.com. I'm excited about the blog and the kind of articles that we're going to be putting up there. Excited about this podcast, a number of other podcasts that are going to be related to New Churches that I think are going to be exciting, that I don't want to give away too much yet, but we've got some work to do on those. We've got some great ideas.
With small team.
We are working with people that have expertise in these areas. So like Mike Cosper is helping on some of this stuff. And we're actually going to have him as a guest on the podcast here soon to talk about.
Who is this Mike Cosper? I've never heard of him.
You know, what church planters can learn from the rise and fall of Mars Hill. It's a podcast, Ed. I'll tell you about it after.
Okay. I haven't heard about this rise and fall.
Right, that's right. I'm excited about those connections, those resources, but also excited just to think about creating resources for different platforms so that we meet people where they are. So if it's us developing a different kind of YouTube strategy where we're answering questions that church planters have about different issues, or if we are looking at eBooks that we want to give away for free that are hitting on particular issues that are relevant for church planting, that are helping in a brief and a concise way to answer the kinds of questions that are being raised. We're also looking at, you know, some print books as well, because I think you need a library of resources, like we mentioned before, because a church planter, you all know this, has to be a generalist in so many ways, right? There are so many different aspects of leadership that a church planter has to be able to do. So it's not just you have that entrepreneurial spirit and you go. You have to learn how to be at least at a comfortable level with all sorts of things, even if it's outside of your comfort zone. So we want to be a help in that. So what excites me the most about this whole plan, though, is this understanding that we are here to come alongside, to resource pastors and planters, to see church multiplication happen in the future. We want to mobilize planters. We want to resource them well. We look at ourselves as in constant communication with people on the front lines of church planting ministry, so that we can deliver the supplies to other frontline ministers all across the country. And that's what gets me up every morning. It makes me excited to be at North American Mission Board and helping send network in this time, but also seeing new churches as we are going to learn from the best across the evangelical landscape in North America and hopefully be part of other people's church planting journey as they follow God and his call on their lives.
So yeah, it's sort of like a FUBU type thing. And what that means is, brother,
what are you talking about? You got to explain that to me. You can explain this to me.
No, Trevin, who do I need to explain
you
that
can
to?
Explain to? I know just, what that is. I know what for us by
that
us
don't
is.
Understand what that is.
Okay, well, for us by us, kind of a deal, a FUBU type of a church planting podcast. So, like bringing church planters, entrepreneurs, these people who have to, and as you said, Trevin, that are both apostle, prophet, evangelist, shepherds, and teachers. Like they don't have a staff and a team. They have to be all of those simultaneously. And you know, but bringing that to the front line and giving it to others that are struggling with the same things, of having to be that, especially in this time, in this day. So I do think that this is really exciting times and exciting things that we're doing. And Ed, I do know that you understand exactly what FUBU is, but you know, I just need to make sure that you're on your game.
Had to poke me. I understand. Well, listen, one of the things I'm excited about too, Dahadi has actually planted, has served in ministry for years, and actually too, bringing diverse perspectives, like you wrote Among Wolves, Disciple Making in the City. You're at Blueprint Church is an urban church, multi-ethnic, multiracial church, or African-American. We have different perspectives. And I think one of the things we're excited about is broadening the table. We're going to be broadening the table at New Churches podcast. And we have had a wonderful team. You know, Daniel M and I have been friends. We've written together. Todd, amazing. Todd Atkins, amazing. But by broadening table, we're going to hear from men and women from different cultures, different contexts, different backgrounds. So I think you're going to be challenged, but also broadened as we understand church planning. We can faithfully and fruitfully engage in this mission. So our promise to you is this. You heard us use the word free. So there's not like a paywall coming. There's not like, hey, this is going to be free for 6 months and then we're going to flip it to you and say, hey, now you got to start paying for these resources. We're going to resource church planners in a way we've never been able to before now that it's partnered by the Send Network. So thanks for listening to the New Churches podcast. I'm Ed Stetzer with the Hadi Lewis, Trevin Wax. Remember, we're much more focused on church planning as our focus moving forward. And we're happy to do so in partnership with the Send Network. Thanks for listening to the newchurches.com podcast.
You've been listening to the New Churches podcast, brought to you by Send Network. If you liked what you heard, take a minute to rate and review us or share this episode with a friend. It's the best way to show your support. To find more reliable resources and to participate in the Church Planning Masterclass, visit newchurches.com.